Good morning. God bless you. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. This is the day we did look forward to. It's Wednesday, March the 4th. I'm sorry, March 5th. And how are you this morning? I trust that you had a wonderful season of rest, whatever time it is in your zone. I enjoyed mine. I feel very refreshed and awesomely favored and divinely powered and blessed. I'm up, ready to glorify God in this season of life that He has given to us once again. Now, today we begin our journey. It's a 40-day journey until the 13th of April. Today begins that journey. And I believe today is Ash Wednesday for many who participate in that celebration. It's Ash Wednesday. And but anyway, we are going to be praying today. Today you want to pull out, if in fact you have one, you want to pull out the Seek God for the City 2014 edition of that little booklet. It's a small publication that acts for us as a prayer guide, helps us to keep us focus as we see God's face. So this is our first week. This is week one, and today is our first day of week one, so to speak. Week one goes from March 5th to March 15th. And we're seeking God based on His own desires and will. And I tell you, it's a wonderful experience as we come into understanding what God desires. Can you imagine us desiring what God desires? Well, that's what God envisions for us and Himself. He seeks, He sees His people being on the same page with Him. So God's big story is really relatively simple. God's big story is about a father wanting his son, Christ Jesus, to have an inheritance. Imagine that. Everything can be reduced to that simple concept. God's big story is about a father wanting his son, Christ Jesus, to have an inheritance. And you can see that clearly in Psalm chapter 2. And if you go directly, and I would suggest that you make a note, I suggest that you prayerfully read and study that psalm. It's Psalm chapter 2, and it has 12 verses, 12 very illuminating and enlightening and edifying verses. And verse 8, let's go right to the chase. The father says to the son. Now, how do I know it's the father? Well, when you read and study that chapter, that you're listening to a conversation where there are three actors, the father, the son, and the Holy Spirit. In studying Shakespeare, it would be considered a soliloquy for those who are Shakespeare lovers. But this is a conversation that through the prophet David, we are able to eavesdrop across the span of time from eternity past to eternity yet to come. So in verse 8, the Father says to the Son, ask of me, and I will give you the nations as your inheritance, and the utmost parts of the earth as your possession. It's Psalm chapter 2, verse 8. So the Father is saying to the Son, I want you to ask me, and upon your asking, I will give you what? The nations. Now, if you're reading from the King James Version, it says the heathen, and it sounds like something foreboding and terrible. It simply means, the word heathen there is the word ethnos, and it simply means nations. So the Father is going to give the Son the nations as his inheritance and the utmost parts of the earth as his possession. That's how things are going to wind up. That's the ultimate. So all that has happened between when the Father had that conversation with his Son and what is going to happen is really about the Son becoming the owner, the Lord of all the nations, and owning the earth. Well, he has already won that victory. He has asked, and here I come, and here you come, and you're all, and we're all part of some nation. Okay, that's a brief, rather a powerful declaration of the Word of God that fires your hope, causes us to see in large dimensions, not our little old small world, but big, huge. And then if you read Psalm chapter 9, verse 5 through 8, where it says unto us, let's take a look. Let's take a look. It says, verse 5, for every tramping warrior's war boots and all his armor in the battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. In other words, there's a war going on over this whole issue. And for unto us is born, rather a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and of peace there should be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom. The Father promised his Son the entire kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from the latter time forth, even forevermore. Again, this spans all of eternity. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Here's what that last clause is saying. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The Lord of armies, that's what Lord of hosts means. And some believe that God doesn't fight and he doesn't make war. Oh, Satan knows it. He will perform this. The zeal of the Lord of armies will perform this. This is a done deal. It's done. We're just playing out the last moments of a cosmic war that has been won by the Lord because Satan has raised up against the anointed. I feel the anointing right now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, I just wanted to set you on fire like I am about what God is doing. So we're praying through this guide, Seek God for the City. And today, we begin our prayers praying for the Americas and the Caribbean. Now, it just blew me away. I do what I need to do as the Lord leads and guides, and sometimes I'm not necessarily thinking through all of the details. I'm so enthused about what he is doing. But I can tell you, I looked at the agenda for today, and I would suggest that you do this because it was very helpful to me, and I believe it may be helpful to you. Get a map of the world, and hopefully you can place it where you could see it quite often. And what will happen, your vision will grow to become the size of the world. Your vision will begin to take in the size of the world. Your life will open up to the size of the entire earth. So today, we will be praying for the continental areas of the earth over the next 40 days, beginning today, in the reverse sequence of Acts 1:8. Acts 1:8 says, let us take a look. It says, but you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. I'm reading from the Amplified Version. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. In other words, the very most remote places from Jerusalem and the continental, the continents of South and North America, if you look at the map, is the furthest distance from Jerusalem. So that's how we're doing it. So that is why we're praying for South and North America and the Caribbean, those wonderful islands out there. And just as a anecdotal piece of information, I was born in South America. Yes, I was. And we now live on the continent of North America, and some of you do. And there may be others listening that are from South America. So God is awesome. He's bringing the nations, his people, together. So we're going to pray with those perspectives in mind. We want to agree with God. So imagine that. We'll be praying in agreement with him and praying on the same page.
Unmuted.
We'll be praying for his desires. Now, we do have an echo somewhere as I open up your line. If you could just hang in it, Okay. Somebody's line is most terrible. Okay, I trust that all of you can hear me clearly without that that terrible
echo.
Okay. Just be patient for a moment, please. Okay. Well, it looks like we may have captured that. Okay. All right. Sometimes because of the the technology, sometimes there's issues such as what we've just encountered. However, your line is open. Well, let's put it this way. Most of your lines are open, okay? The ones that are problematic, we have to keep them closed. So just for the sake of our program. So there's a couple of lines. There's about three of them that are closed. And I would suggest that you maybe want to try calling back in. I can tell you what lines they are, and that may be an assist to you. Of course, we welcome you. We just want to overcome the technological glitches that we've just encountered. You have many, many people. There are many people online or that are connected right now. And so it's a complex, it's simple, but then it's complex. And it's a joy to have this kind of technology before us. But I can tell you which lines that are closed just for your information, just in case you try speaking and realize that we're not hearing you. You can hear me, but I cannot hear you. And it's 973-674-1535. We thank God for you. And also 917-273-0918. And also 973-674-1535. So please don't take it personally. I would suggest that if you dial out and come back in, we probably, more than likely, that would be taken care of, because it's one of those lines and we don't know which one. Okay, well, God bless you. And once again, welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. And today we are doing exactly as this program is dedicated to doing. And this is a global prayer cast dedicated to interceding for the fulfillment of God's purposes concerning the nations and the entire earth. So we're beginning to pray today from the most remote part of the earth, remote relative to Jerusalem. And in God's plan and purposes, Jerusalem is center. And so everything, if you hear the Bible say the east, the west, the north, or the south, is always with reference to Jerusalem. In God's word, Jerusalem is center. So we are praying for the Americas and the Caribbean. I want to open up in prayer. Once again, welcome to all of you. God bless you on today. And let us go to the throne of grace. Father, we thank you today for this prayer cast, and we thank you for the technology that you've given to us, where we can come together as we are to pray, to seek your face. Thank you for the dedication of each member of our prayer team that are so faithful and committed to be up early, very early, just like your son did as he walked and lived on the earth. He got up while it was yet dark. And we thank you, Lord, for each person. And we pray, Lord, that as we go together as a team on this wonderful adventure of looking at your plan and purposes and being in agreement with you on a huge scale, that our lives and our hope would be so fired up, our vision would be so expanded and opened up, that we will begin to see the hope of your glory finally appearing, not just to us, but to the entire earth, for all the nations to see. As your kingdom moves and is advanced in the earth, we thank you, Lord, that even as we hear the shakings of war in among the nations, we know that you have given us a hope, and you've given us a picture and a conclusion and an earnest through your Holy Spirit of exactly where you're going and what is to happen ultimately. So we thank you for allowing us to participate in this great enterprise that you have enacted on behalf of your Son for his honor and for his glory. and for your kingdom's sake, and that you've engrafted us and brought us into this great project, if you will, by your mercy, your grace, and your great love. You love the entire earth, the entire world, for so, God so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son for each and every one of us. And Father, we thank you for giving us a mind to accept that proposal, that concept, that reality, that you've given all that you have, your best, for us individually and collectively. Father, we ask you today to remember your promise that if we confess our sins, that you would be faithful and just. You would treat us justly to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We ask you today, Lord, to bless us mightily with your forgiveness today. We know that we have missed the mark in many ways, some of which we do not even realize. But we know, Lord, and we are certain that your blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, prevails. And so we ask for that blood, just like it was sprinkled on the altar. We ask that it would be sprinkled upon our lives to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, so that we now have the covering of the Son, Jesus Christ, enrobing our lives, our spirits, our very being, because it's in you that we live and move and have our being. So we thank you today, and we bless your name as we approach these prayers with great respect for who you are, Lord, and that we have this privilege of being on the same page with you. Well, we'll try. Okay. Can't open that line. Praise the Lord. Well, okay, so we still have the same condition with a couple of our lines being not on point today. But please, please know that you're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for joining us today, every single person. And we bless you. We're down to two lines, only two lines that we're still having an issue with, and it's 973-674-1535 and 973-674. Okay. All right. I see this line is in twice. All right. Okay. I will not use up our time at this moment to troubleshoot, but forgive us if our technology is not, it's only 98.99% as opposed to 100 on today. Okay. Does anyone have a prayer request or a praise report? Now would be a good time to share that, because we want to pray for, we want to seek God for homeless people in the region of the Americas and the Caribbean. And the Caribbean means Jamaica, Anguilla, Antigua, Bermuda, Argentina, Aruba, Bahamas, Trinidad, all of those wonderful places that is makes up the Caribbean. And I'm sure we have left out a few, but those are wonderful islands that God has created and peopled. He has nations in the Caribbean. And so I want to ask someone from the Caribbean to pray for the islands, the nations. Just think about it. If you've never been there, or if you're from there, you can imagine, like we, some of us can, the beauty of what God has done by creating those environments. And so these are land masses right out in the ocean. And it's just amazing. You know, it's just amazing. I've passed through there, and the water is clear blue. You can see right through the water, and then you can see where the muddy Atlantic starts, where you cannot see through. I would ask someone to pray right now. Lead us in prayer for the Caribbean. Is anyone out there from the Caribbean? Anyone from the Caribbean? Do we have any listeners from the Caribbean that would like to pray for the Caribbean islands? Sometimes they say Caribbean, sometimes it's Caribbean, but it's the same place or same zone.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
I am from the Caribbean.
Yes.
Twin Island nation of Trinidad and Tobago.
Only
Twin Island nations.
You're Trini. 100% Trini.
100% Trini, but also my sister island is Tobago. So.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, because you woke us up this morning in our right minds. God,
yes.
You gave us your strength. Hallelujah. You gave us your peace. You gave us your joy. Yes, Lord. And for these and many more blessings, God, we are so grateful. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Presence, Lord, and to lift up, oh God, the Caribbean, all those
yes.
wonderful islands, oh God, those nations, Father God, that your hands have created, and the peoples, oh God, that your
yes.
hands have created. Lord, we lift them up this morning before you, oh God. We lift up the government,
yes,
Lord God, of all of these nations. We lift up
yes.
the leaders, the prime ministers, and the governors of these nations, oh God, because they are the ones that have, quote-unquote, the rule over the peoples at this time.
Yes.
Lord, we pray, Father God, that your ministering angels would minister to them, oh God, those, oh God, that may not know you, that they would
yes.
come to know you. They would come to understand that
yes.
they are
thank you, Lord.
Doing a mighty work, Lord God, that they are actually serving you. Praise God, that Father God, whatever decisions that they make concerning the peoples of these nations, Lord God, that they would have
yes.
a heart, a passionate heart, Lord God, that it wouldn't be about them, hallelujah, Jesus, but it would be about the peoples of the nation, that they would truly serve the peoples of the nations in a rightful and a
yes.
just way. Father God, this
yes.
morning we pray that you speak to their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give them your wisdom, Lord God, as they rule. Give them a
yes.
heart for justice and for peace
yes,
over the nations, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray
hallelujah.
For every church, every nation, every religious church, oh God, because there are many throughout the nations. Father God,
yes.
we pray, Lord God, for them to become one. In the name of Jesus, unified in Christ Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh God,
we
yes. pray, Lord God, that there would be a revival out of your spirit. We pray that there would be a revival in the hearts and the minds, oh God, first and foremost
Hallelujah.
Of the church, in the name of Jesus, and that it would spread to the people,
yes.
oh God, so that people's hearts would turn towards you, in the name of Jesus, they would begin to cry out
yes.
and call on your name, hallelujah, and look to you and depend upon you, oh God, because that's what you want us to do, Father God, that they would turn their hearts, Lord God, they would transform
yes.
them in the name of Jesus, you would renew the minds of the peoples of the islands of the Caribbean, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and bring about, oh God, a domino effect, Lord God, that
yes.
people calling on your name and becoming one with you, Lord God, and seeking your face, oh God, and changing
yes.
their lives, oh God, because they would be repenting of their sins, Lord God. They would cry out and seek you, Lord God, and turn from their wicked ways, Hallelujah, yes. Jesus, that you would hear them from heaven. Yes, God, and
yes.
You would heal the lands. You would heal the violence. Yes, Lord God, you
yes,
would heal
Lord.
The crying
yes.
in the name of Jesus. Lord God,
yes.
you would heal them, oh God, in their minds, in their souls, in their bodies, and in their spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus, you would make them
yes.
healthy in you. Yes, Lord God, from the oldest to the youngest,
hallelujah.
Lord God, we call on your name right now, God, to bring a revival and touch, oh God, each and every
yes.
and every individual in the name of Jesus.
In the
and
name
on
of
the
Jesus.
Island, oh God, in the Caribbean, Father God, and let your peace reign. Hallelujah, God, move by your spirit.
Yes.
Move by your spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them say God and
Jesus.
Be God. In the name of Jesus, let them not be walking around, oh God, and saying God, but doing their own thing. Hallelujah, God,
yes.
let them surrender their lives, surrender their minds, surrender their souls, and surrender their spirit
yes.
to you, and allow you, Father God, to be ahead of their lives in the name of Jesus, Lord God Almighty. We pray, oh God, today that your peace reign, Father God, that your
yes.
government rule in the name of Jesus. Over
yes.
the lands in the Caribbean, Father God, and
yes.
we would not fail to give you glory, all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for leading us in prayer. I guess I'll take up the prayer for the Americas. I consider that a privilege. The Psalms in chapter 24, verse 8 said, "This is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face." Father, we thank you, Lord, for the continents of North and South America. We thank you, Lord, of what you've established there for your ultimate purposes, for your eternal glory. You've established nations, Lord, that will come up to Jerusalem and to worship you, Lord, in that day as you set your throne there, as you've made your appearance there, as you rule over your kingdom from that spot. We thank you, Lord, that the nations will come from far and from wide, from the utmost parts of the earth, all the way back to Jerusalem. So thank you, Lord, for the nations that will trek all the way from South America, North America, to come to your presence in Jerusalem to worship. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, for the souls that you've already saved, those that are being saved, those that are yet to be saved. Father, they belong to your Son. You've promised all of these nations to him. We pray that by your Spirit, you would have free movement and free reign in those areas, that the work of the adversary, the kingdom of darkness, would be checked, restricted, impeded, hindered, so that the kingdom of God and the light from that kingdom will shine forth as you raise up more and more persons, Lord, washing them in the blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, cleansing them, and then causing them to be salt and light among the people. We thank you, Lord, for that salvation, for that truth. Father, our hope shines brightly, and we are desperate to see your kingdom advanced among the nations in South America, the nations in North America, including these United States. Father, that your standard, the Holy Spirit, would lift up a standard like a flood that would consume the wickedness and the increase thereof in this nation. The disrespect for who you are, the disacknowledgement of you for the self and for the flesh. We pray that your Spirit would move mightily across these two continents. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
For those of you who joined us shortly after we began today, and you may have heard, or maybe you didn't hear, I made a suggestion. I think it's a wonderful suggestion. And I think it will take you to a place that God is leading us, to a whole nother dimension of understanding Him and knowing Him and being with Him on a day-to-day basis. And it's simple. I would suggest, this. You know, there's such a thing as a word of wisdom or a word in season. And I believe this is one of those. Get a map of the world. And, okay, I know maybe geography wasn't your favorite subject in school. It happened to be one of mine. I was always interested in things of that nature, history and geography and all of those. Get a map, and you may be able to get one at it doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't have to be wall size. It could be page size. It could be something that fits on your refrigerator door. You know, it doesn't have to be anything huge. But get that and look at the continents, and just to revisit the geography that you love so much once more, there's five continents, and there's a debate about seven. So, but you'll see these land masses there. And right now, if you have a map in front of you, we're looking at two land masses. That's to your left, and it's on the top. It's South America, and I'm sorry, on the bottom it's South America, and the top is North America. The solid piece on the bottom is South America. And when you're looking at a map, the top is always the north, and the bottom is always the south. And the left, the right is always the east, and the left is the west. That's kind of a standard thing. Okay, but get that. And what will happen is, over the next 40 days, you will notice that your consciousness, your awareness of who God is, and I'm not advocating that you don't know who He is, but I'm saying He's so big, there's a whole lot more for us to know. So there are things to understand that the Holy Spirit will bring to you and elevate your awareness of God's plan and purposes. And that's what I'm spending most of our time on today, so that at the end of the 40 days that we kind of have that. We don't want to miss that. So today is kind of setup day, and that's what I'm doing. Yes, so get the map and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. And you can share what God has given you in brief, of course, on our prayer cast as we go through the next week. And because God will show you some things, God will speak to your heart. And of course, there are things that He may give you that are good for all of us. And so be open, be open. And what that does, that shifts us from our own little personal world or personal space to this global size outlook. That changes everything when you get that. It changes everything. You see everything differently. And if you're open to that, God will do that over these next 40 days. God will do that. And you will find yourself wired and tuned on fire, because now you're seeing things through the prism or the eyes of God. You're seeing it as He sees it. Well, let's put it this way, more like He sees it, because some of you may be intimidated by the thought. You're seeing it as He sees it. Well, it'll be closer to what He sees than what we now see. Let's put it that way. And so there are homeless people in North America. There are homeless people in Jersey. There are homeless people in the city of Newark. Homeless people in New York.
No.
one of the greatest, if not the greatest city on the earth right now. New York. There are homeless people there. There are homeless people in South America. There are homeless people in the Caribbean. As beautiful as those places are, there are people unemployed. There are people that are need their family lives restored. This is what Psalm 107:41 says, but he lifted the needy out of their affliction and increased their families like flocks. That's what God wants to do. So we're praying in agreement with what God wants to do. I think I've experienced enough of that to know that it's awesome. And so that our prayers will be contained in golden bowls of incense. They're like fragrant spices and gums for burning. These are the prayers of God's people. Check Revelation chapter 5 and verse 8. We see that there. And then when you look in the same book, Revelation chapter 8 and verse 3, again, we see that the prayers of the saints, the people of God, are being mingled upon the golden altar before the throne of God. In heaven, there's a golden altar and there's the throne. And then in verse 8, the next verse, and in verse 4 of the same chapter 8, it says, and the smoke of the incense, the perfume, arose in the presence of God with the prayers of the people of God from the hand of the angel. So what we're doing is not hocus pocus. We're in line with God's plan. And so expect over the next 40 days that your life will be transformed, expanded, enlarged. The boundaries, your territory, will be enlarged to the extent that you begin to see God's territory, which is all the earth, as it is large, and his kingdom is all of it. And this is what he is giving to his son, which includes you, me, the rest of the nations, and all the earth. Now you will see God enlarging your territory over the next 40 days. He will increase the size of your tent. Father, we thank you for all of our prayer team from all over the earth, from among the nations. We thank you today. And thank you, Lord, that we've been able to get through our broadcast. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless your name today. Bless all of your people today. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be glory and honor forever and ever. And all of you can say amen. We love you. Thank you once again for joining us.
Amen.
For this awesome time. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.